Hi, I'm Abby, and you're listening to the Fitness Drifter podcast, a body confidence podcast for men where I try to help you shift away from stressing about things like weight, body image, abs, and dieting to focusing on feeling fitter, healthier, and happier, and using nutrition and exercise as a positive force in your life. I've talked before about body confidence or body positivity, and I've talked before about body dysmorphia or body dysmorphic disorder as well. So what I want to talk about today is the idea of using body positivity as a way of helping overcome or help handle body dysmorphic disorder. So first of all, let's talk about the definition of body dysmorphia. The clinical term is technically body dysmorphic disorder. It does seem to get shortened to dysmorphia, and I haven't really put any energy into thinking about why or looking into why, but I kind of use it interchangeably. But body dysmorphic disorder is a mental health condition where the sufferers fixate on or spend a lot of time worrying about perceived flaws in their own appearance. And I'm emphasizing that word perceived flaws. So it's in their own perception. And it can be about any aspect of appearance. It can be height, it can be hair, it can be complexion, it can be weight, it can be size, it can be muscle, it can be skin tone, it can be, you know, an acne, like concerns about an acne breakout or something like that. It can be that I've seen people say it's been triggered by the shape of their nose, the shape of their eyes. There's so many aspects of appearance that can be associated with someone feeling, you know, fixating on it or feeling worried about it. Common symptoms of body dysmorphic disorder: spending a lot of time worrying about specific aspects of your appearance, spending a lot of time comparing yourself to others, lots of self-checking in mirrors, or possibly even on the flip side, just avoiding mirrors entirely, efforts to conceal perceived flaws. So baggy clothes to hide your size, makeup to conceal blemishes. Now, I know wearing makeup is quite common, but I guess there's to an extent where it goes from just wanting to cover it up to probably being closer to dysmorphic disorder. And obsessive behaviors such as picking at skin to make it smooth. One thing I used to do was when I had loose skin, so before I had it removed, was I always used to walk with one hand on my chest or on my stomach just because I was very conscious of that loose skin. I felt like it was, I don't want to use a word, but I felt like it was jiggling a lot. And it made me very, very self-conscious about it, even though to pretty much anyone else, actually, it wasn't noticeable. And it can have an impact on your day-to-day life. It can have an impact on your social life, work life, relationships. And that can in turn spiral into depression, into anxiety, into thoughts of self-harm, and in more extreme cases, even suicidal thoughts. Body dysmorphic disorder is so much more than just about vanity or even taking vanity to, you know, a more dramatic level. It's a genuine mental health condition, and it does cause genuine distress in the people suffering from it. If you think you have it, you should reach out to a professional. If you're in the UK, a GP will be your first point of call. If you have more drastic feelings like depression, anxiety, even the slightest hint of a thought of anything around self-harm or suicide, please reach out to a mental health specialist as soon as possible, like literally right now. If you do go for professional help, medical treatments can include cognitive behavioral therapy and possibly medications such as antidepressants, usually a selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors. That's the most common one used in this. In terms of causes of body dysmorphic disorder, there's no one specific known cause. If you have a relative with OCD, depression, or body dysmorphic disorder themselves, it's possible that behavior pattern or that thought pattern has been passed down to you genetically. That I'm getting that from the NHS website, by the way, in case you're wondering. It can happen from nurture, so the family environment that you're brought up in. So if, for example, you're in a very weight-focused family, it might be something you end up fixating on or worrying about more. And that's something that can stay with you for a very long time. So even say when you've moved out and you've got your own place and maybe started your own family, you can still be troubled by the thoughts and feelings and those experiences from when you were growing up. Again, according to the NHS, it's possible there's a chemical imbalance in the brain. And another one is past experiences or trauma. Now, if you were teased or bullied about something, for example, so I was the heaviest kid in my class pretty much throughout my time at school. You know, my lifestyle, my body shape, and my fitness levels have changed hugely since then. I'm basically, I feel like I'm a completely different person, and I'm probably fitter, healthier, and yes, lighter and leaner than a lot of my former classmates. But I still fixate on weight a lot. At my ideal weight range, I've had surgery to remove the loose skin from my weight loss, but I still do find issues around weight and handling my own weight really challenging. And at the time of recording, I'm actually trying to gain some muscle. So I'm supposed to be eating to gain weight. And that is messing with my head quite a lot. So it's something that I'm still really trying to battle through. Body dysmorphic disorder is a genuine mental health condition. And if it is something that is affecting you, you definitely should seek out professional help. No tips or affirmations or anecdotes from a blog or podcast or social media are a legitimate substitute for any of that. But the odd snippet now and then can be helpful, at least to sort of dial down the intensity on what you're feeling. almost like to take the edge off. And that is why learning to practice body positivity and body confidence is important. It's not going to be a cure-all for body dysmorphic disorder, but it can help make it feel more manageable and it can help you work through whatever you're going through. So that's a bit about body dysmorphic disorder. Next up, what is body positivity? I'm a firm believer in body positivity and body confidence. Body positivity is the idea that people should appreciate the body they have of any size, shape, color, ability, or gender, regardless of how different it is from the narrow view of ideals that, you know, get defined by society or by culture or whatever is currently fashionable. I've used this quote before. It's from the Adidas website and I can't remember where it was on there, but the quote is, love what you've got, not what you're not. In other words, learn to appreciate the body you have, not knock yourself down because you don't have the body that you're told is better or perfect or ideal. Body positivity often gets used specifically in the context of weight and size, but it is a lot more than that. It's things like birthmarks, stretch marks, scars, hair, any other things you tend to label as flaws or imperfections. I know talking about body dysmorphic disorder and then suggesting body positivity without context or something practical is unhelpful. You know, it's kind of like saying, oh, you're worried about a part of your body. Have you tried just loving it instead? And it gives kind of the same energy as telling someone with a severe panic attack to calm down, or someone with the severe depression to try cheering up or being happy instead. It's not helpful. It doesn't work. So let me try and give a little bit more context and a little bit more specific advice on this topic. I'm going to talk a bit about my own experience with body dysmorphia and body positivity. And again, as with most things around body image, I still have quite a complicated relationship and a lot to unpack, and I'm still trying to work through that. But yeah, I refer back to my weight loss and loose skin removal surgery regularly. I think one or the other I've mentioned in pretty much every podcast episode so far. They've played a huge role in my life, so I guess it does make sense. But I was very conscious of my weight when I was at my heaviest, and ironically, I got more and more sensitive and worried about it as I lost weight. What happens when you lose weight is that you get a lot of positive reinforcement, a lot of positive feedback, people calling it a glow up. You kind of get showered with a lot of positive attention for that weight loss. And don't get me wrong, I was absolutely loving it and lapping it up and making the most of it. And to be honest, I still kind of do. I shouldn't admit that, but I do. When someone prays for me for my weight loss, it's still kind of like part of me is still, you know, really happy to receive that praise. The problem with getting all that positive attention, which, you know, as it was very, very well intentioned, it had the unintended side effect of making me more self-conscious of my weight. And if I plateaued or even gained a small amount of weight, it felt like a huge failure and I would really just want to hide away. And that's where body dysmorphia really started to kick in for me. So that's kind of where I started to become a lot more conscious of my weight and really started to hyperfixate on it, just because in my brain, I had a really strong connection with thinking, okay, weight loss is good. It gives me all this, you know, positive attention. So I need to make sure I'm doing that. And any weight gained or not losing weight is going in the opposite direction. And that's not good. And honestly, like I said, that is still something I'm trying to work through. But when I got to my sort of target weight range, I still had a lot of loose skin on my chest and my stomach, which could only be surgically removed and it wasn't going to go away by itself. So what that meant was that I lost a lot of weight and physically I was fit and healthy and active and all that. But because of the way that loose skin was impacting my body and how it affected my body shape, it almost felt like I wasn't living in my true body, if that makes sense. And the impact of that and the intensity of my body dysmorphic disorder was getting a bit out of hand. I never got to the point of having severe depression or having those kind of suicidal or self-harm thoughts, which some people do go through with this. But it affected my desire and my ability to get close to or intimate with anyone, so relationships are out of the question. I didn't like doing cardio at the gym because I didn't want to have to use the changing room, so I didn't want to have to sweat. I also didn't really like doing cardio at the gym because you know, you could just kind of feel the skin moving and it just felt very uncomfortable and you're worried that other people would notice it and you didn't want to draw attention to yourself. And then, like, apart from for medical reasons, so like a doctor checkup or something, until I had the surgery to remove the loose skin, I don't think anyone had ever seen me topless in years. It just didn't happen. I could fit into a size small or even size extra small in almost every clothing brand, and I still felt like I needed to lose weight. A toll it was taking on my mental and physical well-being was heavy. At the time of recording, I'm about 4 months post-operation on my loose skin removal, and my confidence has improved dramatically. I've been swimming. I wear tighter fitting clothes, like, they're not skin tight, but they just actually fit my body shape. I've used changing rooms. I've had massages to help with my surgical recovery. And I've been comfortable enough to get intimate with someone. That will all leave there, but just know that it's helped me overcome what was a huge block for me. And the thing is that the surgery didn't make my torso perfect. I still have the scars, which will take a while longer to fully heal, and they won't magically disappear, so they'll be with me for life. And of course, from when I was at my heaviest and when I gained weight, I still have the stretch marks all across my stomach. But weirdly enough, the scars and the stretch marks I'm actually fine with. I actually really like. They remind me of everything my body has been through, and they make me feel extra grateful for the body I have, the fitness I have, and the health I have. I feel like I'm doing a much better job of practicing body positivity now, but for some reason, I could never feel comfortable enough with my loose skin to ever feel like that when I still had it. You know, I suppose to some extent, it was down to how far away from the so-called normal that the extra skin was. Stretch marks don't really change the contours of your body, and all that obvious in most cases, like you can see them if you're looking, but they're not. They don't like stand out massively, and surgical scars aren't exactly uncommon. So I was okay with showing those off and okay with those. Whereas the amount of loose skin I had on my chest and abdomen and the way it impacted my body shape and my ability to move and just how rare or uncommon it probably was, I just couldn't overcome that barrier and, you know, kind of embrace it as a part of me. And a lot of it was down to how I just assumed in my head that other people would react. So it's not like I ever actually had any bad experiences with it. I just kind of assumed it would happen. And I saw, like, these days I see on social media, influencers and on YouTube, people comfortably and happily showing off loose skin, like what I had from my weight loss. And, you know, they're very comfortable with it, and I admire them and truly appreciate the hard work that they've put into transforming their health and the results that they've gotten. And I really wish I could have done that for myself a bit more. I definitely do not regret the surgery, and I'm still very happy I got it done, but I do wish I was a bit kinder to myself and showed a bit more positivity prior to that. So, as someone talking about body dysmorphic disorder and body positivity, I know I'm sounding very much like a hypocrite when I say, you know, you should love the body that you're in, but I'm just going to go and get some surgery to change mine. So, but it really is a case of trying to do more of what I say and less of what I do. Because I know the struggle of body dysmorphic disorder, I know how debilitating it can be and how it impacted me. And while the surgery did help me a lot, and it continues to help me, I do regret letting myself be held back prior to that. And I want to help you not feel like you have to have the same regrets or not feel like you have the same regrets. Body positivity doesn't mean you can't want to change a part of yourself. It just means not feeling like you shouldn't appreciate yourself in the current body at the same time. In terms of actual practical tips, how can you actually practice body positivity? And I did try and find a list of real actionable, helpful tips that could help you to switch on loving your body instantly, but there really isn't any magic switch like that. It takes some work, it takes some deep diving, and a lot of it is quite general and takes a long-term approach. Here are a couple of things, and then I do have a few tips as well. So number one is that you need to remember that your body tells a story. When someone sees your body, they only see a snapshot or a narrow moment in time of what your body looks like, but your body's story has been building from the very second you were conceived. The stretch marks and scars on my torso are a reminder of someone who set a weight loss goal and didn't stop until he got there, no matter how many times he screwed up or how many times he felt like giving up. And, you know, that's, I think that determination to get there is what I feel when I see my stretch marks, when I see my scars, and that's why I kind of feel more proud of them. And I genuinely do wish I could have felt that way about the skin as well. If you are heavier than where you want to be, then maybe that, you know, maybe your size tells a story of someone who has to deal with a lot of stress or a lot of pressure on a daily basis. So it takes a little bit more comfort in food while they're going, you know, effectively going into battle every day. If you have wrinkles, maybe that's just a buildup of your collective life experiences. If you have a birthmark that you're conscious about, you know, there might be a major story behind where it came from, but there's a story behind you getting up every day and having the strength to be comfortable with being a bit different and being okay with that. So your body tells a story about the life you're living and the life that you lived. And I think when you bear that in mind, it's a great way to look at it. Like I said, that's kind of, I guess, why I feel comfortable with my scars and with my stretch marks, because it just reminds me of where I was, the determination I kind of had to get myself to a certain point, and the fact that I got there. And the second thing is to remember that there's more to you than your body. No one can tell from what your body looks like, what your talents are, what your skills are, what your personality is like, who you are as a person, the way you impact other people's lives, or the work you do. You can't get any of that from seeing someone or when someone physically sees you. Your body is one part of you as a person, and it is the most visible part, obviously. But in terms of your worth, your impact, your strength, you overall as a person, it's actually a tiny percent. If you think about the most important people in your life, the people who've had the biggest positive impact, do you care what they weigh? How much do you care about their appearance? Do you care about their height, their weight, their hair color? Do you care about any of those things? Probably not. So I think it's important to remember that for ourselves, that yes, for some people, the way you look might be important, but to all the people that matter in your lives, there is so, so, so much more to you than that. Those are the two big, I guess, mindset switches that you need when you're trying to practice body positivity if you are dealing with body dysmorphic disorder. And there are a few small daily habits that you can try focusing on as well. Number one is not comparing yourself to others. Number two, focus on what you do like about your period. So like I said, I'm quite happy with my scars and my stretch marks and the actual shape of my body now. So I wouldn't say I'm happy to show it off, but I'm comfortable enough that if someone sees it, I'm fine. Remember that most of the images of people that you see, so through TV, through movies, through the internet, through social media, there's been a lot of processing through angles and lighting and filters and editing and Photoshop and whatever else. And if you are talking about celebrities, especially in a movie, for example, remember that they will have probably been preparing for that role for months, and it's their job to look a certain way. You're probably not getting paid to look a certain way or to be a certain body shape or size. So remember that. Also remember, you don't need anyone else to validate you. Remind yourself that no one is perfect. No one's physically perfect. And also everyone has their own perceived flaws. Try and treat yourself now and then. Give yourself some VIP treatment and practice a little bit of self-care. Surround yourself with like-minded people who appreciate you for who you are as a whole person and not just fixated on how you look. And lastly, focus on things that your body can do and its strengths, not just on things that you feel you can't do. That's a kind of rundown of using body positivity to help overcome or to help manage body dysmorphic disorder. Just going to give you a little recap now. Like I said, body dysmorphic disorder, if it's having a big impact on your day-to-day, please speak to a professional and get help from a qualified professional as soon as you can. Nothing like no snippets or tips from a podcast or a blog or from social media or a valid substitute for qualified professional help that's going to be specific to you, to your experiences, and whatever you're going through. But body positivity can at least help make things a bit easier to manage on a day-to-day basis. They can help you stop feeling as conscious about your body and maybe take the edge off of the intensity of the feelings that you're feeling. And to be honest, learning to love and appreciate your body for all the things that it can do is something that we should all probably do on a regular basis and just get used to doing, whether we have body dysmorphic disorder or not. So there we go. That's body positivity, body dysmorphic disorder, and how to use one to help combat the other. Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, please remember to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts from. As a one-man army, I really could do with all the help I can get, and you would be doing me a huge favor if you could leave a review or a rating to help me get the word out. You won't just be helping me, you might help other men show themselves some kindness and appreciate their bodies more in the process too. Thanks again.